We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. I could do that. I want to start at 8 and have a 2 hour of power. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs. I'm sitting in the driver's seat this morning, and my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey.
Glad to be here.
So good to see you this morning.
Oh, I'm happy to see you, sweet ladies, and everybody who's with us today.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to ourpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can comment on the Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get those uploaded shortly after the program has ended, as long as we don't have technical difficulties. I have a couple of days from last week I've got to upload today as well. Our sponsor for this morning is Grant's Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more, they make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. Be sure to like, share, and comment to let us know that you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I covered it all.
Amen. Good
job. Would you like to pray to start us out?
Yes, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to just belong to you, to be a part of your family, to be in your kingdom. Father, as we come here today, Father, we are preaching the good news. We came to release the gospel message. We came to release the kingdom. Father, we thank you that even Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so today, right now, we ask the same thing, that your kingdom and your kingdom agenda, your will, your plans, your way, everything would be released today as we gather here to really just hear from the Holy Spirit. Whatever it is, Father, we lean into you. We lean into you, Holy Spirit. Jesus sent you to be our guide, and we're asking you to lead us into all truth. You're the one who leads us into all truth. And so I thank you that you're setting us free from lies. You're setting us free from deception. You're pulling off the, as Sister Monica said, pulling the wool off, the cover off of the wolf that has dressed himself like a sheep. Father, I thank you that you're exposing enemies in this hour. I thank you that the bride is rising up. She's maturing in this hour. God, I thank you that we're coming in to who you created us to be. We're understanding our identity. We understand who we belong to. We understand where we're coming from. And Father, we understand where we're going. And I thank you and praise you that you are a God who is revealing truth. You are setting your people free with the truth. The truth sets us free. And so, Father, today as we come here, we ask you to begin to set us free, even from things that we didn't even realize we were held up in. God, that you would release us from the lies that have been holding us in bondage for far too long, that today we'd be set free. And so, Father, we just right now loose your plan into this hour. We loose your agenda into this hour. We loose God expectation to this hour. We loose the God word in this hour. Everything that you are, we loose you, God, into this place right now. You gave your children authority, and you gave us the keys to the kingdom, and we loose the kingdom of God right now into the earth, into this hour, that God, you would be manifested, you would be glorified, that Jesus would be lifted high. You said, if Jesus be lifted up, all men shall be drawn unto him. So Jesus be lifted up in this hour, be glorified, that all men may come to you. Lord, hide us, that it not be us that speak, but it be only you, that it be you who come and show up, that Holy Spirit lead this, that Holy Spirit speak. Father, I ask that every ear, every eye, every heart, and every mind be open to receive the truth in this hour. that everything that would hold us back, we bind up every force of darkness, we bind up every evil, wicked ruler, we bind up all demons, all principalities and powers, we bind you up and silence you. You will not hinder the light from going forth, and we loose the light of God right now so that people can see how to come out of the places they've been held in bondage, in prisons, in lies, and everything that was not of the kingdom of God. Lord, we give you all praise and all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I Woo. Like your title. Kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God. Yes. My nose is itching. Praise God. I've got so much going on, sister, that I just, it's hard to even rein it in. Okay. So, but I remember Neva telling me I got to rein this in. I'm so thankful for, you know, godly women and wisdom. I'm sorry. My nose is itching like crazy. Okay. Let's get started. There's so much to bring, but we're going to hone in. I want to remember to be timely. So help me be timely, Monica, okay? If you can just help me know where we're at and what we're doing. I want to just say that we who believe in Jesus Christ have come into a kingdom. We came into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is also referenced as the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Christ. It's the kingdom of God's dear son. There are many references to it. All the same kingdom, okay? But we've come into the kingdom of God. Now let's read Matthew 6:33 as we jump into this. Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33 says this. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, we know in verse 32, he was saying, for after all these things are the Gentiles seeking. For your heavenly Father knows what you have need, that you have need of all these things. And so what was going on is they were talking about that they were wrapped up. The Gentiles, the unbelievers, were wrapped up in working to make sure that they had food on their table and clothes on their back. And they were, you know, focused on these things that are absolutely necessary for life. You got to have clothes and you got to have food. And these were necessary things. But God was calling, Jesus was calling the people to recognize that there was a kingdom they could come into and that they would be provided for. Did you know that when you're a part of a kingdom, the king takes full responsibility for the citizens of his kingdom? It means he provides for them. So a lot of times we don't understand this principle because we're a part of a democracy, and I'm thankful that we live in a democracy. However, a kingdom is different. A kingdom has a king that rules over a territory, and that territory has citizens that are a part of it. The king has people who he allows to come in. They become citizens of his kingdom, and because they are citizens of that kingdom, the king is saying, I will take full responsibility to provide for you. And so when Jesus is preaching the kingdom of God, and he's saying here, seek first the kingdom of God, he's saying, seek the rulership of God Almighty over your life, first and foremost. And if you will come under his lordship and under his authority, then the king will provide for you. You don't have to get wrapped up in how am I going to provide for my family? How am I going to put food on the table? How am I going to put clothes on our back? All these things, the necessary things to life will be given to you because you came under the kingdom of heaven, and the King of Kings said he would provide for you. That's wonderful. That's good news. Well, Jesus was coming into an atmosphere where people didn't understand this. See, they were under different kingdoms, and so they understood what a kingdom was, but he came and preached the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. He said, I want to tell you that there's good news, that we're coming to tell you there's a kingdom where you can come into, where there's life eternal, where when you enter into this kingdom, the king will provide what you need to eat. He'll provide clothes for you, and if you'll put him first, everything else is going to be supplied. That sounds like a good deal, okay? And so as we read that, it makes me think about one of the things the Lord's been teaching us right now on Wednesday nights at our church. We're teaching on kingdom authority, which has been fantastic, okay? But on Sunday mornings right now, the Lord has us going through a series called Kingdom Life, okay? And so a lot of kingdom going on. But I'm super excited because we were just talking about this a minute ago. There's a shift taking place. The body of Christ is shifting. I don't know if you felt it, but there's a shift happening in the spirit realm, okay? There's a change happening. And I believe what's happening is things are being shaken right now so that everything that is not of the kingdom can fall off, okay? And so I believe, like we talked earlier, there's she was sharing about a vision she had, but let me just say, there's a lot of exposing of the enemy. The enemy is being exposed, and the Bible says that he will even come in like a sheep in wolves, or he's a wolf in sheep's clothing, okay? And so what's happening right now is the enemy is being exposed. So his cover is being taken off. Woo! I get excited about that. I say, Lord, uncover him. And let me say, he'll be in the body of Christ. Okay, and that kind of ruffles our feathers a little bit, but it's what the word teaches. Okay, so he's infiltrated even the body of Christ. He's showing up in the house of God, but right now what God is doing is he's taking off the cover so we can see him, so we can see where the enemy really is. And let me say, it's not a person, right? It's a spirit. There's a spirit, and so it can use a person, but that person is not the enemy. That person has simply been taken captive. What does it say about the enemy? That he takes us captive and holds us against our will to do his will, okay? So they've been taken captive by the enemy to do his will. And so we need to pray for them. We need to call them out of that place. But don't view them as the enemy. Understand they've been taken advantage of. They've been lied to. Now, when we talk about the kingdom of God, one of the things he's been really teaching us is that we have to understand that there are only two kingdoms, okay? I said this yesterday as we were preaching. There are only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and there's the kingdom of darkness. That's it. There's no other kingdoms. That's it. Now, we know we call the kingdoms of this world. The Bible even talks about the kingdoms of this world. But let me say this. Every kingdom of the world is either a part of the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light. That simple. So you're only going to, in the end, when we all stand before God, you're going to be a part of one or two kingdoms, kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness, okay? The kingdom of darkness is ruled by Satan, okay? We established this yesterday in the house of God. It says that the 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us that the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, okay? Now, let me say, this is why his kingdom is called a kingdom of darkness, because he keeps people blinded. Do you understand that? He keeps people blinded. So that's why the god of this world is said that he blinds the minds of the unbelieving, okay? What he does is he comes in. He's also called the liar. He's also called the accuser of the brethren. These are just ways that he operates. So we've established that he often will speak lies and keep people held up in lies so that they can't see the truth and be set free. What does the word tell us? The truth sets us free. So if he can keep us wrapped up in lies, he can keep us in bondage and he can keep us from coming into freedom. This is how the kingdom of darkness operates. This is how the ruler of darkness operates. In fact, that word darkness, it actually means obscurity. It means you can't see clear. Okay. It also means to be blind. Okay. The kingdom of darkness also means this. Darkness means ignorance. See, if you're ignorant of the truth, you're going to stay in darkness. But when the truth starts coming, woo, glory to God, you can be set free. But let me establish something here. We need to understand here that when a new thing comes forward to you, okay, I want you to understand this, because this can trip many people up. The truth sets us free, but sometimes truth, when it comes to you, is a new truth and you didn't understand it, and you only had some truth that you, let me try to break this down simple. Let me say it like this. When we hear something we've never heard before, we can have a check in our spirit. Okay. The Lord taught me this. I get a check in my spirit. He's been teaching me some things recently that have, I mean, just made me go, what? Okay. There's been a shift, and he's showing me some things, some new revelations that are in the Word of God that I didn't understand. Okay. And so, as he showed me these things, I had this check in my spirit. I called it. Okay. I went, okay, wait a minute. This feels really far out there. Okay, I'm like, what? So I'm like, I pull back a little bit. And I say, okay, Lord, you got to help me because I don't know. This feels a little bit, I don't know about this. Is this error? Is this the enemy trying to lead me off? Is this the truth? You know, I examined these things. I started talking to the Lord. And the Lord said, Tammy, anytime something new comes to you, you'll have a check in your spirit. So he said, it's one of two reasons. The check in your spirit is either going to be that it's error and it's leading you astray, or the check in your spirit is because it's something new that you haven't heard yet, but it is truth. It's revelation. And even when you get new truth, okay, that was really always truth, you just hadn't come into it yet, it's new to you. When you get that, it's a check in your spirit. Because you stop and you say, wait a minute, this might go against something I didn't understand. And so we have a moment there that we pull away from it. But he said, if it's truth, he said, you could pull away from the truth and continue to stay in a place that's error. And you can actually be stuck in a religion. Do you understand it? That's what happens. You get stuck in something you always believed. The truth came against that thing, and it opposed it. So that thing in you went, whoa, wait a minute. You can't oppose that. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I got to take everything that's brought to me, and I got to hold it to the Word of God. It doesn't matter if I've been taught it all my life or not. I better hold it to the Word of God. If it goes against what I've always believed, I still better hold that thing to the Word of God, because I can actually stick to a belief system that was actually error and catch myself going off track when I got stuck in a belief system, in a way of religion, instead of the way of life, the way of truth. And so, guys, I know, boy, that'll push you. That'll push you in a place you go, okay, I'm gonna flip her off right now. She's crazy. I say, no. You got to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. You got to hold everything, every belief system you've ever had, you better hold it to the Word of God. Don't hold it to what you were taught. Come on. Can you hear me? The Pharisees were taught things, but it was something that man taught them and they believed it. And do you know what happened? They were led astray. They were going in a direction that was not God. See, Jesus came and preached something that made no sense to religious spirits. And Jesus preached something that shook the fabric. It shook the foundation of religion. Ah, I'm telling you, I believe wholeheartedly that we have had a shift. And what's happening is God is beginning to shake religion. Boy, he's shaking it. He's stirring it. He's literally shaking it so that everything that is not true, that is not real, can come off the body of Christ. He said, no more. You ain't going to taint my body. You ain't tainting my bride. He said, the blood of Jesus has been shed for her, and you're not going to corrupt her and defile her with things that are false and not true. He said, it's not happening. You're not going to take her down that road anymore. So he's beginning to bring truth in such a way that it is causing even the strongest to go, wait a minute, I better look again, because I don't know. I didn't think that was the case. And all of a sudden, he's beginning to bring some things to light. I had a vision. I saw the bride of Christ. I was telling the ladies earlier, I had a vision and I saw the bride of Christ. The Lord showed me her. She rose up from the earth, okay? She rose up from the earth, and I saw her, and she just grew and grew and grew, and she was as tall as my cell phone tower, okay? And that was weird, I know, but I saw her. She was as tall as a cell phone tower. She was massive. She was glorious. She was beautiful, and I heard the Spirit say this: that is the warrior bride of Christ rising up in this hour. I said, what? Little did I know there was a book called The Warrior Bride, okay? I don't know anything about the book, but what I do know is he said the warrior bride is rising up in this hour, and she is not standing for the lies anymore. Let me say this to you. Hear me when I say this. He said the sons of the kingdom of darkness are maturing. The sons of the kingdom of darkness are maturing. But he said this, so are the sons of the kingdom of light. Amen. That's what I saw. The bride of Christ was maturing. I saw her. She was no longer earthly minded. She's gone up to the heavens. Amen. She's reaching up to the heavens. And she said, hey, 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 the kingdom of darkness might be maturing, but so is the kingdom of light. Amen. I'm growing up. I'm maturing. I'm coming out of the earthly perspective. Can I tell you that when we stay stuck in a place of the earthly realm, we don't have the right perspective. Sons and daughters, the bride of Christ, she's been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So everything she does is from that perspective. See, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You're not praying to heaven, you're praying from heaven. Okay? Okay, get that in your head. Ephesians tells us that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where you are. You say, but I'm in the earth. Yeah, that's right. I'm in the earth. Because why? We've been sent into the earth. Jesus said we're ambassadors in the earth. Paul said we're ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven. See, an ambassador is in a foreign nation and they're from a foreign country. Amen? We're of the kingdom of God and we came into this earth because God called us to the kingdom of life. And when, how do we get there? How do we get there? Let me slow down. I get all going. I get on fire and I say, ah, okay. How do we get into the kingdom? So you understand it. The Bible says that you come into the kingdom of God when you believe on Jesus Christ. When you believe on Jesus Christ as Lord, you're born again. Guess what? You're born again into a kingdom. You come in. How do you get citizenship into a kingdom? You're either born in it or you got to come in and get citizenship. But the Bible says the way we get into the kingdom of God is by being born again. How do we get born again? Romans 10, I think 9 and 10 tells us this. It tells us that that when we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we are saved. We're born again. We come into the kingdom of God. So if you've done those very things, guess what? You're in the kingdom of God. But you were first in a family. The Bible says that we're the family of God and that because we're his family, he was glad, the Father was pleased to give us his kingdom. See, the Bible says that we've inherited a kingdom. So if Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, we better understand what the kingdom of God is. If Jesus went about preaching the kingdom of God, we better understand what the kingdom of God is. You go into the church from Acts on, and you'll see they preach the kingdom of God. Can I tell you, a lot of people are preaching religion. People are preaching Christianity. People are not preaching the kingdom of God. And I know, that'll shake people. It'll go, I don't know what she's saying, now she's coming. Listen to me, first thing that happened when somebody come up against a religion, boy, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a religious spirit that will rise up in anger, and we will defend a religion to our death. But Jesus said, no, come on. He said, I called you to a kingdom. I called you to in my family. I said, come in, you're my children. The Father said, you're my sons and daughters. I want you to come home. He said, and I'm going to give you my kingdom. So I want you to understand that we're not, Jesus came to preach the gospel of the kingdom. I know that shakes some of us and we go, wait a minute, you're saying I can't preach Christianity. No, I'm saying you better preach the kingdom of God. You better preach Jesus. Okay. And I'm gonna explain this as we go on, okay? But what I want you to understand is that you gotta come into the family of God, into the kingdom of God. And let me say this. This is what the Lord's been teaching us. He said this. He said, Tammy, and you've heard it before, I'm sure, but we're gonna say it again. That you come out of the kingdom of darkness immediately, but the kingdom of darkness comes out of you through time. Okay? You came out of the world instantaneously when you believed Jesus, and you were transferred, the Bible says, into the kingdom of light. And he cleans you from the inside out. Amen. It's an immediate thing. You're clean, you're holy, everything is true. But now there is the process of getting that kingdom, its customs, everything that it was, the belief systems, all of that. It takes time to get that out of you. Do you understand that? It's got to come off me. She's over here going, It's got to come off of me. Amen. And so that is a process. We even call that the sanctification process. Okay. And so you came out immediately, but it's a process of getting it out of you. Okay. Now let me say this. Remember when Jesus came, Jesus did it. John the Baptist did it. What did they say? They said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now let me say this. When we think about repentance, we always think about, God, I'm so sorry, I messed up. And true, it's true. That's part of it. Repentance is, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you, right? There's a confession part of that. But let me tell you the first part of what it says about repent. It says thinking differently. That's repentance. Repentance is to think differently, okay? Let me say, when you think about thinking differently, what is he saying here? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Think differently, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? Listen, when you begin to get the truth, you're going to have to think differently. When he begins to bring you something that you've never known, you're going to have to think differently. When you come out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light, you're going to have to think differently. So the Lord has been saying, he's taken us through this time of Kingdom Life series to understand that maybe we've been having some philosophies that were still in the kingdom of darkness. Maybe we have some ideologies that are still a part of the kingdom of darkness. Maybe we got some mannerisms, and maybe we got some customs that are still a part of the kingdom of darkness. And we got to get the word of God so that our minds can get renewed, so we can think differently, so we can think like the kingdom citizens that we are of heaven. We can begin to think like sons and daughters of God. See, anything that doesn't line up with God's word is not a part of his kingdom. And what we try to do is justify, and we try to make everything we think fit in with God. No, child, repentance is that we're going to begin to think like God thinks. I'm going to turn away from what I've always thought, what I've always believed, and I'm going to line up with what God says, even if I don't understand it. Listen, there was a time in my life, and probably still will be, when something I don't understand and almost seems contrary, I didn't understand it, but guess what? The word said it, so I believed it. I said, okay, God, your word said it. I'm going to believe it till you help me understand it. I'm going to agree with your word. I'm going to say, this is right. This is true. I don't fully understand it, but if you said it, I've come into your family. I've come into your kingdom, and I said you were my Lord. That means you're my master, if you want to say. You're supreme in authority. You're my father, but you're over me because I came in your kingdom. You're my ruler. So whatever the ruler says, I'm going to line up with till I get it. Now, guess what? We have a wonderful father. I can keep coming to him, and I can say, Father, I don't understand this. Father, I don't understand this. Help me understand it, and he'll do it. Ah, he's so good. He's so faithful. Amen. And so let me say it like this. One of the times, and I know are we getting close to prayer time, you think, or I don't know. 5 minutes. Okay. Thank you. Let me say it like this. One time I had an uncle, love him. And, I mean, still got an uncle, but anyway, I had an uncle one time who was talking to me, and an aunt, and I love them both. And they taught me a concept that blew my mind. Okay. I was first saved, and boy, I was hardcore. I was hardcore, man. I'm talking like hellfire and brimstone. You were going to get saved if I came into your presence. Right. And it didn't matter if you were really saved or if you just looked apart. All that mattered was you looked apart. Okay. In that time of my life, it was like, you better look the part and get it done. And so I was hardcore. But anyway, they taught me this, they began to teach me and say that Jesus was the lover of my soul. I said, what? Okay. The minute I heard it, I said, that's perverse. I mean, it really hit my spirit wrong, you know? And I was like, that feels wrong. Why? Because I was still so wrapped up in the worldly mindset. See, to the pure, everything is pure. But to the impure, everything is impure. So even the pure becomes impure. So they were telling me he was the lover of my soul, and I said, that's perverse. That's weird. They started talking to me that he was my bridegroom. I was like, okay, this is so weird. Why? Because I was still thinking in terms of the fleshly world mindset, okay? I couldn't come out of that. And so they taught me this, and I immediately rejected it, okay? All the while it was true, Can you understand that? I love Jesus, and I was hearing truth that he was my bridegroom, and I was rejecting it because it was weird to me. It was true, but it was weird to me. And so I went home, and I got before Jesus, and I kept saying, I don't know, this didn't sit right with me. And I almost felt like I had to defend, you know. It was my righteous duty to defend. But that was perversity. No, and I'm coming against that. Do you know religion will do that? Religion will cause you to reject truth and rise up and defend religion. It's a spirit, I'm telling you. You start defending things instead of coming into the truth. And so what I did was I got before the Lord and I just said, Lord, if I'm wrong, if I'm missing it here, I need to know, because I don't want to go a wrong way. And that didn't seem right to me. But I also don't want to reject something, because the Spirit kept drawing me and saying, Tammy, come on, come on. And so as I began to seek him and get into my word, guess what happened? I found out he really was my bridegroom. And I got set free. And boy, he's the lover of my soul. And I run around with him all the time. And I love him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, because he came in and did that for me. Do you know he came in and loved himself for me? See, he said, I'll cause you. It's my covenant with you. I'll cause you to walk in my ways. And so he caused me to love him with all my heart. And I have been set free. I thought that I had to do all these things. Okay, that's religion. If I didn't do this, this, and this, he was gonna punish me and send me to hell. And I came into this place of freedom where I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm the Father's daughter now. I'm Jesus's bridegroom. And I'm being prepared for my wedding day. You see, this isn't about stopping a behavior because I'm going to go to hell. This is about getting clean before I meet my bridegroom on my wedding day. I want to be that pure and spotless bride. I want to stand at the entrance and of that place, wherever it is, where I'm beginning to walk in. Don't you want Jesus to look at you and say, wow, she is even more beautiful than I imagined? Don't you want him to say, that's the bride I've been waiting on? She's more glorious than I ever even expected. When you stood at the entrance of the church or wherever, when your bridegroom saw you for the first time, didn't you want him to just be taken back by your beauty? Didn't you want to be everything you'd hoped you'd be? Yeah. See, that's what I want when I stand before Jesus. When he sees the church, his bride, on that day, that's what I want. I want him to say, wow, wow. I want him to be taken back. I want the tears to stream down his face because he's so pleased with me. Not because I did all these things, but because I ran after him and pursued him with all my heart so that he could do the work in me that needed to be done. I was a yielded bride. I came and I said, whatever you need to do, I'm yours. I won't ever hold back. I'll lay before you till you absolutely wash me completely clean, that there ain't nothing left in me but you. That when you see me, you see yourself. Ah, that's all I want. That's all I want. Ah, so all that to say, guys, we're going to jump back in and we're going to talk a little more about the kingdom of God that you've come into. Do you understand this? You're in the kingdom of God. You are sons and daughters of the Most High. You have his DNA now. His blood is coursing through your veins. You are being prepared for the day that you stand before your bridegroom. The church is being raised up. She's maturing in this hour. She's being purified. She's already been made pure, right? This is the weird concept that don't make no sense. She is pure and holy. But at the same time, we're getting that kingdom of darkness out of us. So that's out of our soul. Our spirit man was born again instantly. But our soul man, it says, we're being sanctified. We're being set apart as holy. That soul, what we think, what we feel, and what we desire is still being cleansed. We're getting all the kingdom of darkness out of that thing. So that she, let me say it this way, and I really will pray, okay? Your soul, you're made up of body, soul, and spirit. Your soul is going to go with one or two, the spirit man or the fleshly man. Now, we know that the fleshly man has been crucified, but he'll try to rise his ugly head every day. He'll try to resurrect every day, okay? And you got to put him down. You got to remind him he's dead. But your soul, let me help you understand so you don't get confused where you're going. You will either go with your flesh or with your spirit. Your spirit man has been born again. He's holy, sanctified, set apart, righteous, all those things, pure. But the flesh is corrupted. The flesh, the way of the flesh is death and destruction, it says. And so going that way, your soul will either go with that way or the other way. And whichever you go with rules you, becomes your ruler. Our spirit born again man is under the authority of Holy Spirit and will rule over what we're thinking, rule over what we're feeling, rule over what we desire, or our flesh will. So that's how you can tell which way you're going. When I'm feeling like all I think about is worldly things, it means I'm too ruled by my flesh. If all I desire is worldly things, I'm still being ruled by my flesh. If my emotions are always ruled by that out of control stuff, I'm still being ruled by my flesh. Now, that's not to shame anybody. That's to give us understanding. So we can say, hey, I need you, Holy Spirit, to help me not be ruled anymore by that flesh. I need to come out of that. And so when you're ruled by the Spirit, what will happen is you'll think about heavenly things. You'll desire heavenly things. Now you'll be self-controlled, which is Spirit-controlled now, because I'm not of my flesh anymore. I'm not of this world anymore. I've been born again, and I'm of the Spirit. Amen? And so we're going to take a break. We're going to pray, come back, and finish up the kingdom of God.
Amen. We do have a few prayer requests this morning. The first one is, pray for Skylar Cook's daughter, Aubrey. Okay. She was thrown from her horse yesterday. Okay. Praise the Lord. No broken bones or brain bleed. She does have a concussion.
Okay.
And then let's continue to pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt. Joe is home from the hospital. However, he is not at home. He is in a rehab now.
Okay.
To help him,
yeah,
you know, yeah, getting back to where he needs to be,
up.
You know,
yeah.
Yes. So let's continue to pray for them too.
Okay, got it.
And then I have an unspoken prayer request for my sweet mama. Mm. I love you, mama.
We love you, mama.
Love you, mama. And then I have an unspoken prayer request for Rachel.
Okay.
And then I have a praise report about me yesterday.
Okay.
So yesterday, I had to take my mom to the emergency room. She was having a few issues. Praise God. The doctor gave her some antibiotics, and that's what she needed.
Yes,
and that's cool.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, and I was about to get ready for church, and then I called my mom, and then she called me back, and I just had to, you know.
Yes.
And she was talking about going to the emergency, and I just had to check to take her.
Yeah.
Not to let her go by herself,
yes,
but to take
I
her.
Love that.
So I did. And so I myself have been dealing with, and I don't, with my history, I've learned to take everything to the Lord first.
Yes.
So yesterday, after we got back, and I was just relaxing and started watching some stuff online, I had been having some weird feelings in my chest. Well, years ago, I was diagnosed with having, I can't say the name, but it's the muscle around your heart where you have muscle spasms.
Okay, yes.
And it at times feels like a heart attack.
Yes, okay.
And the way I can tell the difference is if I take a deep breath. That's how they taught me.
Oh.
If you take a deep breath and it's hurt, it's the muscle.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay. So yesterday, I was having some issues, you know, several issues, and I just was praying and kind of walking around, watching the services online that I missed,
right.
And I saw a picture of myself,
okay.
And I had red across the top of my forehead,
okay.
And I'm like, okay, Lord. You showed me that, so now I'm going to do that because I seen.
Yeah.
And as I seen it, I was reminded of when they were in Egypt and the angel of death was coming.
Yeah.
And they were to put lamb's blood over the deal. And see, I had done the same thing before COVID hit or around that time.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord told me to do that to my house.
Right.
So I did. I got some red paint
and I
painted it. And I don't care what people think driving by my house. I could care less.
Yeah, right.
So I went over to my makeup and I found me some red lipstick.
Oh.
And so I put some on my finger and I just put it around the top of my head, you know, around my hairline.
Right.
And I just started praising and thanking God and watching the services and going about my day.
Right.
And all the symptoms are gone.
God.
And all these thoughts that were the fiery darts that were coming at me.
Yes, yes.
Are gone.
Woo.
So with that being said, I would encourage you that when you take something, and I take it in private.
Yeah.
I don't speak when I clarify. Yes, sir, clarify. When I tell you I take it in private, I don't mean I just go alone.
Mm-hmm.
I have an intimate moment where in myself, mm-hmm. I don't speak it.
Yes.
I don't speak it out loud.
Okay.
I pray internally
mm-hmm.
to my Father.
Yeah.
And ask for help.
Yes, yes.
And when He shows me something, after that, I do it.
Yes.
And it works.
Oh,
He works.
God, I love it. He works.
He works if you work it.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. I love it.
He works if you obey and do what He tells you.
Yes.
Be careful with your words, baby girl. Okay.